98.9 to Buzz, Pizzano Sandy. Hello to Buzz.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
I always listen to you guys around this time. Mm-hmm. And I have a great situation that I think is great for generations. So basically, this is my first year as a stepmom.
Oh.
I'm married to a man that's a lot older than me by most people's standards. Yeah, and he has children, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not trying to be their mom or anything like that,
right.
but I was at least hoping to get, I don't know, a happy Mother's Day card. It's not like I haven't been there as a figure for them. So I'm feeling kind of guilty about it, but at the same time, like I don't know, I feel what I feel. And that,
so what happened
I feel like
yesterday?
I'm entitled to a card.
So did you get any kind of recognition yesterday?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Did you see the kids yesterday or were they with their moms?
No, I did see the kids. I saw the kids before they went to see their mom.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now,
so they were with us in the morning and then they went to see their mom.
How old are these kids and are they girls or boys?
Hmm.
So there's a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. They are 12 and 14.
Okay.
Oh, that's an awkward age.
I would say so, looking back.
But you know what? And you said you didn't get any like happy Mother's Day card or anything. Was there any mention of it?
No.
Any Mother's Day? Nothing?
No mention at all. And again, you know, like, I feel bad that I feel this way. I really, really do. But I don't know. I guess I had a slight expectation. And, you know, part of me is kind of mad at my husband. Like, I feel like he should have told them to acknowledge me yesterday. But that's a whole different story.
It is. I do feel like I don't think you should feel bad because it's important to be recognized as a stepmom.
Well, who initiated with you, Scotty? Because you lived through this. Jill is 17 years younger than you.
Yes,
when
she
came into your life, mm-hmm. the boys, the very first Mother's Day, did you initiate the boys to do something or did they?
Once they were, okay, so yeah, once we were all official, you know, they did get her. They got her something.
Did they get her something because you told them to get her something, or did they go out of their way to just get
her something? No, it was a question. They're like, "Dad, can we get something for Jill for Mother's Day?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, it's because even though she's your stepmom, she's also a mother figure in your life." Mm-hmm. They're like, "Okay," so they were thinking about it. They approached me, and even yesterday, Scotty shows up before work at like 11 o'clock with flowers and a
okay, don't make her
card.
Feel even worse by now, bragging
you know
about
what?
Your scenario.
I think your husband, if they're that age, they're a little awkward. I think like you probably would agree, Sandy, that your husband should have initiated this.
Well, God, this is a tough one. And I would love to get the feedback from the Buzz listener. Your advice, opinion, wisdom. This is tough because you can't force kids. They obviously don't feel that connection yet. So I think you got to work harder to build that connection with them. But don't feel bad. Don't beat yourself up.
No,
I think this is just your moment to, okay, you got to, something obviously they don't see you as, I don't know.
I don't think it's them. I think it's him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have the Buzz listeners help you out. And thank you so much. We'll say Happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh,
Happy Mother's Day. You
thank
count.
You guys.
Okay, you really do. You
I
count.
I got to do better.
You
I guess
count.
I got to do better. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being on Generations on The Buzz.
Hi, The Buzz. What's your generation?
I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
55.
So she didn't get recognized as a stepmom for Mother's Day. What do you think?
The father should initiate it because I am a stepfather born once. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was my ex-wife. She acknowledged her as her stepmother too, so the father should have said so.
All right. What do you think? What's your generation? What your opinion, your advice, your wisdom?
But we should have asked more questions because we don't know the scenario.
Yeah.
You know, his mom's... she said mom's still in the picture because the kids went to go see mom.
Yeah. Yeah. But
how long has she been in the picture, I think, is a big question. Yes, I agree with you. Dad should have initiated something.
If she's the stepmother, right, that means that she is married to this kid's dad, and they're living in the house all together.
you know.
But dad probably only gets the kids. What? How does it usually work? Yeah, Wednesdays, right? And every other weekend or something.
It depends on what the court you guys agree to.
We talked about it when we were, do you remember when we were talking about stepmom? And you refer to your stepmom as stepmom, even though she's not really been in your life at all.
Right.
Guys and girls refer to that title differently, see that title differently.
Yeah.
It's, you don't just get rewarded with that title. You have to work for it. So maybe the kids are seeing it as, okay, you might on paper look like our stepmom, but that doesn't mean they have to go all out for you because you haven't done anything yet to deserve something.
Well, how do you know she hasn't done anything to deserve? Well, again, we didn't ask her. Yeah.
Right. We're just, I'm trying to try to figure out why these kids didn't do anything. And it's because they don't feel that connection with her.
Hi, the Buzz. What's your generation?
50s.
Okay. What do you think?
I think the kids are normal.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they do something for their actual mom, who they're probably still close with, you know. This is her first year, right?
First year as official stepmom.
Yeah.
It's going to take time. She's got to build that bond. Otherwise, it's going to stay that way forever.
She's not there to replace
their mother.
No.
So, I mean, I think it's exceptional or okay.
Yeah. To not recognize her at all.
I have a good friend who, the same kind of scenario, and I told her, you're not working hard enough. You're obviously not doing enough for these kids where they're going to feel like you deserve anything.
You know, you think of first year as stepmom. It doesn't mean like she's known them for a year. I'm sure there's been a longer time to establish from dad's girlfriend, because you want to look good in the kid's eyes once dad introduces you. And then it gets to the point where dad falls in love, and then dad proposes, and they go through the marriage and the whole package. It's not like she hadn't had any time to bond with the children. Hi to Buzz. What's your generation?
Hi, 30.
Okay. What's your take on this?
So I am not a stepmom at all, but I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years, and I've known his daughter's only 10. Mm-hmm. I no way in any way, shape, or form felt the necessary need to get any type of present yesterday. Oh. I'm not that child's mother.
Okay.
That's just my take on things. Like, we have a relationship, a friendship, and that's what it's been called since the beginning. We are just friends. And yeah, she doesn't really confide in me for much, but she is not a bad kid by any means either. Like, I never discipline her. Like, she's not my kid. It's not my responsibility.
So when you do marry her father, then you're officially on paper stepmom.
Right.
At that point, would you expect something or still no? Because it's stepmom.
It depends on how our relationship changes. Like, I'm not sure if in her eyes, being 10 or probably wouldn't get married for another couple of years anyways, in her eyes, what I mean to her. But either way, I don't think I'd ever expect anything from her. Yeah.
If you went away tomorrow, now you've been together for seven years?
Yeah.
So she's known you all her life. If you went away tomorrow, would she be sad?
Of course.
My God, that's a really morbid thing to say.
I'm not saying died.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying died.
Her mother has always said, you know, if anything happened between me and her father, she would still want me to be a part of her life because I am a good influence for her.
Oh, that's good. Interesting. Oh, that's nice. Good for you, where the real mom is kind of, in a way, your cheerleader.
Yeah.
That helps.
We've had our moments, but I mean, we have a common understanding. So.
That's cool.
I think if stepmoms, thank you so much for being on Generations. I think if stepmoms, like our Buzz listener, and I don't want to judge her in any way because she's living it, not me. But I feel like if you feel disappointed and slighted that you didn't get enough attention on that day yesterday, maybe you're not working. The onus is on you because you're the adult. You can't fault the kids for anything. You are the adult. You have to work extra, extra, extra hard. You're a teenager, the teenage kids, and they are around the teenage world. They are going to be bitter and angry, and the whole scenario is a lot for them to deal with. So be it. They're miserable kids, but you have to still work triple the amount
I think
on the relationship.
She has every right to be bummed about it. Oh, lost him. I think she has every right to be bummed about not getting a wish for, you know, Happy Mother's Day. In some, even in a slight way, you know?
If it's forced, don't give me anything just because you feel like you need to. I would want a genuine Happy Mother's Day if I'm stepmom.
All right, 222 Buzz is the number. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. What's your generation?
I'm 33.
Okay. What's your take on this, man?
So, it's kind of interesting because, and it's kind of a backstory, but I deleted my Facebook like years and years ago because I got upset one day that people, like single mothers, were mad that they didn't get wished Happy Father's Day because, you know, they're both parents and all this stuff. So, I just couldn't deal with that kind of thing. And, like, it seems like just people's feelings are hurt all the time. But since, like, 2000, you can even, like, look this up. They actually have, like, a National Stepmother's Day now, too. Probably.
Mm. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, right? People's feelings aren't hurt.
Like,
so it's
true.
It's just sad. Like, they come out with everything just so, you know, it's like, whatever. Get over it.
I love it.
Like, you're not
so
the
great
kid's mom.
Bottom line. Bottom line. There you go. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Thanks for calling the Buzz this morning. Thanks for being on Generations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.